Monday night, or the Tezvav Teves, continuing Hilchos Shabbos, cleaning one's clothing dry, not wet. Okay, last night we talked about if someone's clothing is dirty and you're not cleaning it with water, which would be Libun Midiraisa probably, but we talked about getting off the dirt and under what circumstances it would be Osur. The chilek, if it's surface dirt or if it's in the fibers, in the fibers of the fabric, in the fibers of the clothing, so then we treat it as also, we treat it as the issur of cleaning. But there's another significant difference between this and cleaning with water, the gabi the issur malabein, and it's very interesting. You don't find this too often, that it's subjective. When is it called cleaning if it's significantly dirty? Again, we're talking about getting out dirt, not with water, with a liquid, but just brushing yourself clean. So it's only osur if it's significantly dirty. If the yochid, and so that's first of all, usually things are not subjective. And in this issur malabein, in this type of malabein, it is subjective, and it's subjective in each individual. If the person would not wear it the way it is, he's makpid, he wouldn't, it's totally in each individual. If you wouldn't wear it like that, that's called significantly dirty, and then the cleaning's also. Ironically, if you would wear it like that, except you want to clean it, but you wouldn't be makpid not to clean it, then it's mutter. Now, what's mutter is to get out, to take out the dirt, the way we're talking. We're talking about, again, the dirt is in the fabric, but it's mutter to clean it if you're not makpid. So, this type of cleaning is only called cleaning if you would be makpid to wear it that way, and then you would consider it taka dirty, then that's when it's osur. Very interesting. You don't find that too often. And one further, the rule of thumb is that the darker your clothing is, if it's dark, it's osur, and if it's relatively new, that's the rule of thumb. But really, it's totally in each individual. But the Gemara gives certain guidelines. If the, you know, usually a person doesn't know, would I, wouldn't I, I'm not sure, maybe yeah, maybe not. So if it's dark clothing, if you're Haredi and you're wearing dark clothing, then, and it's relatively new, also, I don't know, so I'm not sure anymore. But anyway, if it's relatively new, the newer it is and the darker it is, the more it's osur, as a rule of thumb. One final chiddush that the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa brings down, it's like a chiddush, he says if you would go like that during the week, except Shabbos, you wouldn't want to go like that, because it's Shabbos. He says it's mutter. That's not called makpid. Makpid is the way you would wear it under normal circumstances.